We now continue our series on side effects of the Bakken oil boom. The nature of an oil boom brings the conditions necessary for the growth of illegal industries. Tonight, we're talking about prostitution. The workforce of the Bakken is well paid, and it is predominantly male. Ask people who live there, and it won't take long before you start hearing rumors about a rise in prostitution. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says law enforcement is trying to find ways to verify those claims.
We clean oil-filled offices.
Tiffany Aho runs a cleaning company in Sydney, Montana.
Occasionally man camps as well.
She says she never sends just one of her female employees out to a cleaning job. She sends them in pairs. That does not stop the propositions from coming.
We get several people when we're out on locations that ask if we offer more services than just cleaning.
This is the kind of anecdotal story you hear about prostitution in the Bakken.
These scantily clad women walking in, and they will hop tables until they find a John to take them home. I've heard about it at Applebee's. I've heard about it at any bar you can name.
A Friday night at J-Dub's Bar and Grill in Williston, North Dakota begins and ends with flashing multicolored lights, thumping dance music, and crowds of young men with money to spend. 24-year-old Williston native Nathan Clyer came here with some friends for a few drinks.
A lot of testosterone being thrown around in this town.
He dropped out of college after discovering he could make more money than both his parents working in the oil industry. Clyer says so many high-paying jobs and an overabundance of men has led to a rise in prostitution in his hometown.
If you're looking for it, you can find it. It's there. There's women looking to make money too.
Scan the North Dakota section of the online classified site Backpage.com and you can find a steady stream, pages of postings from female escorts, revealing pictures of women offering companionship, massages, and more. Oftentimes, the escorts say they will only be around for a couple days, and many posts contain disclaimers saying anything that happens is between two consenting adults. Brian Lockerbie is the administrator of the Department of Criminal Investigation in the Montana Department of Justice.
I mean, you can't put your finger on it. It's just a rumor.
He says law enforcement is having a really hard time grasping the scope of prostitution in the region, even with all the indicators. He says the problem is officers don't have the training or resources to effectively approach the issue.
The hardest part is realizing treating the prostitute as a victim.
He says traditionally in a prostitution bust, both the prostitute and the client are arrested and charged with misdemeanor offenses. It makes the prostitutes understandably leery of law enforcement, even though he says most were brought into the trade through illegal trafficking by pimps.
About 70% of the women that have gotten into prostitution started at the age of 13 to 14 when they were recruited by pimps and eventually turned into prostitutes.
Lockerbie says prostitutes can still be charged with breaking the law if caught. But the state is trying to give these women more options, offering them deferred or suspended sentences if they provide information leading to the capture of pimps. Specific training in recognizing sex trafficking has been offered at the State Law Enforcement Academy for the last couple of years. Montana also established a human trafficking task force in 2012, a partnership among the state and federal agencies such as the FBI, IRS, and Homeland Security. Lockerbie says that interagency cooperation helps in trying to address the issue in the multi-state Bakken region. Still, the task force has only prosecuted about 2 cases of sex trafficking per year since forming. Lockerbie hopes growing public awareness will lead to more arrests. Until it does, the Bakken oil field will continue to provide economic opportunity not only for the masses, but for organized crime as well.
Guns, drugs, prostitution, all of that goes hand in hand.
I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.